Governor, seeing what is happening now around the state with this terrible surge in COVID-19, do you have any regrets about shifting from the initial approach, which was top-down, centralized, shelter-in-place statewide, to giving counties more autonomy and letting them decide when to reopen? Was it a mistake to yield to the considerable political pressure to allow the reopening to accelerate on a patchwork basis? What do you wish you had done differently?
Doug, the data bore out the decision-making. The data was stable for weeks and weeks and weeks on end, not just over a 14-day period. You saw in the presentations over the course of many, many months, the stabilization of our ICUs, our hospitalizations, our positivity rate. We were able to effectively bend the curve. We always said this was not a permanent state. We're moving forward, and we're doing so with the same vigor, same focus on data, based upon epidemiology science, based upon consultation with health directors in the state, both at the state level and the local level.
I'll take that as a no then. You think you did the right thing?
Yeah, I try to do things that I think are right, and certainly that's the predicate to which most of the decision-making is done here, particularly as it relates to the issue of the spread of this virus. California crushed the curve. It did so at a huge economic cost, $54.3 billion budget shortfall that we had to balance a few days ago. We are very cognizant of the decisions we make here today to continue our efforts to mitigate the spread of this virus. We're very proud of our leadership. We're very proud of how we're asserting ourselves in terms of trying to balance these multiple competing factors, be it health broadly defined, health access to elected surgeries, health access to preventative care, health access to a healthy hospital system, at the same time providing opportunity to mitigate the spread by closing down sectors and modifying our stay-at-home order.
So if the spread we're seeing now can be attributed in large part to people, younger people and others, not following the rules, not wearing masks, not complying with the orders, why should we expect their behavior to change? What's going to be different now than a month ago when counties started reopening and a lot of people started not wearing masks or social distancing?
Well, I mean, we can be pessimistic or we can be optimistic. We can cower to sort of this notion of distress, or we can assert ourselves and try to manifest a different mindset, different approach, different energy that ultimately can inert a different behavior. And so I'm willing to give it a chance to speak to people's conscience, their better angels, and encourage them to do the right thing. And I believe good behavior spreads. It can spread at a much faster rate than this pandemic and disease.